Holy Cross of Saint Benedict, protect us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In order to procure our salvation and to protect us from demons, it always seems that God chooses the smallest, the weakest, and the most insignificant beings that He can find. That is a case that we can, if we search throughout history, we see that very clearly. Just the other day, we had the feast of Saint Agnes, the Virgin and Martyr. And in that collect of that Mass, we prayed, O Almighty and Everlasting God, who dost choose the weak things of the world to confound the strong. How true it is. And we can see that if we look throughout history. So God, when He decided to establish His faith throughout the world, did not look to kings and princes, but He looked to humble fishermen and tax collectors, men who were despised. And so during the time of the martyrs of the Colosseum, little children and humble maidens and weak men were able to put to shame with their courage and their wise words, all of their persecutors. And so priests, mere men, certainly priests have the consecration from God, but nonetheless, they are still mere men. They are chosen to preach and to teach and to set a good example to all of their flock. And they are also selected to drive out demons. How humiliating that must be to the demons who are spirits to be overcome by mere men. But as if that were not humbling enough to the devils, what else is powerful against the devils are sacramentals, inanimate objects with the special blessing of the church. And the devils have no power over these things. How humiliating it must be that the devil cannot do anything if simply there is a blessed medal present, or a blessed palm, or a blessed candle, or holy water, or ashes, you name it. All of those little sacramentals have such great power against demons. Today I would like to concern myself and teach all of you a little bit about the Saint Benedict medal. It would be a good opportunity, seeing as how we are passing them out today after Mass. This little medal has a special power against the demons, as well as many other dangers, which I'm sure that many of us do not know about. But I will get to that later. First of all, I would like to answer the question, when did we get this medal? Or rather, I should say, when did it become so popular and so well known among Catholics? Well, the little history goes like this. Some time ago, it was the year 1647, in Bavaria, Germany, there were certain witches who were going about the city and putting spells on certain people and thus doing them injury, even physical harm. Now, witches then, as now, still exist. They don't go about with a broom and a pointed black hat or anything like that, but nonetheless, witches do exist. And they are Satan worshippers, in other words. So, in any case, in this town of Bavaria, certain witches put spells on people of the city and injuring them. And the authorities had to get involved in all of this, and they had the witches jailed. But when the witches were put on trial, they revealed something quite readily. They said that their power and their curses never had any power wherever there was an image of the Holy Cross present. And then they admitted quite readily as well that try as they would, they could never have any power over this one particular monastery in the area. It was a Benedictine monastery, and they could never curse that monastery. So they only assumed, they had never been inside the church, so they had only assumed that there must be a cross in that church. For you and I, that is quite obvious. In every church, there must be a cross. But for witches, it's hard to convince them. So they could only assume that there was a cross there. The authorities then did a little research, and they went throughout the church looking for that cross to see if it really was true. And they came across some beautiful images painted on the side walls of the church, and there were some letters printed all around the cross as well. And nobody knew just what those letters meant until after they did a little research. So the monks and some other people went through the monastery library looking for some information explaining what that meant. Finally, they came across a beautiful book. It had many jewels on the outside, a very beautiful one. They opened it up, and sure enough, almost by accident, they came across the history of that painting, and it explained it quite well. Here is what they found, that in this picture there was a staff which is held by Saint Benedict, and it had inscribed on it the letters C-S-S-M-L and also N-D-S-M-D, which in Latin means crux sacra sit mihi lux, non draco sit mihi dux. In English, that means, may the Holy Cross be my light, let not the dragon be my guide. Now, in his left hand, Saint Benedict carried a banner that had these letters, V-R-S-N-S-M-V and S-M-Q-L-I-V-B. In Latin again, that means, vade retro, Satana, nunquam suare mihi vana, sunt mala quae libas ipse venena bibas. Begone, Satan, suggest not vain things to me. Evil is the cup thou offerest. Drink thou thine own poison, not me. Now, before I go any farther in this sermon, we should know that that is not wrong to say that prayer. Many people will tell you, and they have in the past, that it is speaking to the devil, and you can never do that. And it's some sort of superstitious practice. Well, to the contrary, whatever Holy Mother Church approves of cannot be wrong. And Pope Benedict XIV, many years ago, approved of this medal and attached great indulgences to it and has encouraged the lay people as well as priests to recite that beautiful prayer. Now, the cross of Saint Benedict, you'll notice it's printed on the medal as well, is extremely powerful. It has such great powers that we almost cannot imagine it. There's a story behind this too. And all of this is written in that book that they found in the monastery library. Saint Pope Leo IX, when he was but a boy, he was just a little boy, had fallen asleep one night. And when he was sleeping, a toad, which he said was venomous, it was some sort of poisonous toad, came and got on his face and bit him. And the pain awoke him. He screamed, and all of his servants and his parents ran in to see just what was wrong. He said, "Something just bit me." And they looked all over the room for that toad and found nothing. They attributed all of this to his imagination, just because he was a little boy. But soon afterwards, not long after at all, his face and his throat and his chest began to swell quite a lot, and he was forced to remain in bed for some 2 months. Each day, his parents feared would be his last. But one night when he awoke, when he was awake still, he saw a shining ladder come down from heaven. It came down upon his bed, through his window, and all the way up to heaven. And a venerable old man, dressed in a monastic habit, descended this ladder, and he had in his right hand a staff, at the top of which was a cross, what we call now the Saint Benedict cross. Keeping his left hand on the ladder, Saint Benedict then with his right hand touched that cross to all of those places on Pope Leo's body, which were inflamed, and immediately all of the liquid, whatever was causing the inflammation, came forth from his body, and he was completely healed. Pope Leo IX knew that that was Saint Benedict, and from then on out, he cultivated devotion to the cross of Saint Benedict. So that's the little history behind the Saint Benedict medal. Now, I bet many of you now are wondering what this Saint Benedict medal is used for. How do we use it? In what way ought we to venerate it? Well, first of all, we all believe in devils. We know by faith that they were all created as good angels. One day they fell through their pride. They fell from heaven. And now they are called the fallen angels or demons. Yet it's funny that although we believe in theory that there are devils, in practice we find it very difficult to believe. We find it difficult to believe that they are everywhere. That just as God gave us a guardian angel to protect us, so there is a demons all around who are trying to tempt us and to harm us even physically if they can. One of the greatest weapons against the snares of the devil is the sign of the cross. That has been preached since the beginning of the church. Saint Athanasius once was known to have said, "It," meaning the sign of the cross, "has the power of dispelling all the secret charms of magic and of rendering harmless all the deadly drafts it employs. Let anyone make the sign of the cross in the midst of demons and of pretended oracles and magical spells. Let him invoke the name of Christ, and he will see for himself how the devils fly from this sign and this name, how the oracles are struck dumb, and how magic and its filters lose their power." Now, what else do we find all over the Saint Benedict medal than this sign of the cross? This wonderful, powerful sign of the cross. What power that medal must have, therefore. If we use this medal with faith and with confidence, it will protect us from all the snares of the devil. Whatever they might try to do to us, we will be protected. If we use this medal with faith and with confidence, it will be a help in the times of temptation, and it will protect us from all sorts of accidents, whether on land or on sea, in the car or on foot or on the airplane. It protects us from all of that. It also protects us from sickness, and even it has been known to have cured many a sickness in the past. And it has power over storms and pestilence as well. And also, since Saint Benedict is the patron against food poisoning, you all know that story when his enemies tried to poison him, to poison his drink, he made the sign of the cross over the cup, and the cup shattered. Thus, he was prevented from food poisoning, and that's the reason he's a patron against it. Well, if you take this little medal, and you dip it into your drink, whatever you're drinking, water or pop or whatever it is, if you dip it in the drink, and then invoke Saint Benedict, there's a protection against food poisoning that way. I urge you all to do that pious practice, at least from time to time. Then, of course, what else do you do with this medal? Well, you hang it above each doorway in your house, or at least above the main entrance, the doors or windows, and in the car, on all of your important machinery or whatever. And by all means, carry it in your pocket or around your neck as a protection against all of these evils which may befall us. So to finish this sermon, I wish that all of you would take this medal home and venerate it. Make good, practical use of it, this medal which is so full of power and so able to protect us. Take it home. Read the little pamphlet that's given to you. There's a lot more information that I did not give. And use this medal with great faith and confidence in the intercession of Saint Benedict. If you do that, I can assure you that you will receive many a blessing from now on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.